I'm Nason Haywood.
Hi, I'm Jen Hun.
And, well, we met on the internet, actually, which always makes for an interesting story, I think. So I don't know how familiar you are with different dating sites. I'm not really extremely familiar either, but one of my buddies, when I was visiting my sister in Austin, Texas, was suggesting that I check out Plenty of Fish. Plenty of Fish in the Sea. I'm naturally skeptical anyways with those kinds of things, but I thought, what the hell, why not? So I, you know, was just getting used to browsing that site and whatnot for a couple of months. And then I get, and I wasn't expecting to get any messages really necessarily, but then I get this like out of the blue message from this chick right here, and all it said was, greetings, it's Jen. And then I didn't respond for how long?
About a week or two. He made me sweat. Like for a week or two, and I'm like, does he like me? I have no idea. So I basically cast the rod, and the ball is in his court for him to answer. And finally, after a week, but like,
It was longer than that.
It was about a week or two.
Yeah.
And
sorry.
Like right before I deleted my account, I remember I sent him the message, and then like a week or two later, he sent me like, hey, what's up? And we're like casually talking, and I was gonna delete my profile, so I sent my number. And then he waited like another week or something. Texts me. He's like, hey, it's Jen. I mean, hey, it's Nason from Plenty of Fish. And I'm like, who is this? And he's like, oh, it's Nason. And I thought he looked like Matthew McConaughey. He doesn't think so, but I think so. He's got Matthew McConaughey before.
And it's interesting because I'm an artist too. I do a lot of painting and whatnot. And I was doing some painting in the Boston Common around the time I met her, maybe a little bit before too. And she thought I looked familiar.
No, yeah, I did see you. Now that I think about it, back to that day, you were walking somewhere, holding something, and I saw you. I noticed your octopus tattoo.
I'd lug, like, my studio easel around with my bag of paint and, like, a backpack full of other random stuff in it. And I guess that makes it easy for me to be picked out.
Attract
the crowd,
people.
Maybe. I don't know. I
wearing
just think it's funny
Jesus,
that you...
like, wearing your Albert Einstein paint shirt.
Yeah, so we just kind of started talking casually and whatnot, and then the actual, like, first time we met in person,
we went hiking.
It was
Blue Hills Reservation in Braintree. Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty...
very bold of me.
Yeah, I thought it was very bold.
For our first date to be in a secluded area where I met him on the internet.
But it was fun. I made, like... well, no, actually, you didn't. 3 peanut butter and jelly with banana sandwiches. I was like, all right, we're going to go have a picnic out in the woods. It's going to be awesome. I have, like, all these great munchies in my bag. And we went, like, just bushwhacking, literally. We, like, you know where the entrance is? It's, like, this, just, like,
paved,
this turn off. It's
yeah.
paved, and there's
yeah.
a bunch of raised speed bumps and whatnot going up a hill.
Yeah.
We kind of went maybe... 30 steps up that pavement, and then just we're like, Jen's like, let's just turn here. I was like, really? There's no trail. She's like, whatever.
No, I said, well, we're going hiking, so this is really hiking.
So we literally just went, like, bushwhacking through the woods and whatnot, through all this, like, bush and shrubbery and stuff, and chilled on this huge boulder, and she didn't want to eat my sandwiches.
No, he offered me a sandwich, and before I just had, like, a huge, like, meal at my house, and I'm Vietnamese, so I had tons of Vietnamese food with, like, beef, rice, eggs, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so full.
And then I wish you had brought some with you.
Yeah!
It sounded really good.
And he didn't believe me when, like, I could see in his eyes, did not believe me that time. I was like, I'm really full. He's like, okay. I'm like, bitch, I'm so full, I can't eat anything right now.
But it was great, because we literally sat out in the woods for about, like, 2 hours?
Yeah,
two and a half hours,
yeah.
Just, like, sitting out there, and her mouth was going like a motor. I was like, great, nice. There's no awkward silences. She was just talking about everything. I felt like we were able to get to know each other pretty quickly in that, you know, 2.5 hours that we're out in the woods.
So whenever we're just whenever we're taking a walk or we're, like, sitting down next to each other and we're talking, I always think of our first, like, real discussion on the boulder.
Sometimes I can be talkative, but sometimes I'm more of a listener, and so she'll be, you know, yak, 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 and then she'll stop and she'll be like, are you listening, or or why don't you say something? Why don't you go ahead, talk? I was like, I can't just talk. Like I'm listening though. But it's good because I like how she talks all the time. She has a lot of good stuff to say.
There were times where I soothed him to sleep with me talking.
Yeah.